Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is Saturday, day dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so we celebrate this Mass, this votive Mass, in honor of Our Lady under the title of the Immaculate Conception. And we celebrate this Mass of Our Lady under this title because under this title she is the patroness of the United States since 1846. And we find ourselves in the midst of this fortnight for freedom called for by the nation's bishops, these 2 weeks of prayer, catechesis, and action to defend religious liberty in our country. And now it's fitting that we pray to the Immaculate because she is the patroness of our country. And because this title is so significant, Immaculate, she who is without stain, when our country, in these times of ours, finds itself so stained with sin, sins against nature, which cry out to heaven for vengeance, contraception, homosexual acts, sins against justice, abortion, divorce and remarriage. And now our very right to profess and live according to the truths of our holy faith is threatened. Our Lady was proclaimed patroness of the United States in 1846, but the day is significant. It happened on May 13th, exactly 71 years before Our Lady appeared at Fatima. And I think this is significant because the message of Fatima is so important for our nation. The call to make prayer, or to pray and make sacrifices, to pray the rosary as Our Lady requested at Fatima. And so this, of course, should enter into our observance of the fortnight for freedom, to pray the Holy Rosary for the conversion of our nation and to make sacrifices that Our Lady will intercede for us and obtain us this grace and this victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, no.